base sarcosis. You find a needle in the thickness of the base sarcosis. Again, that's part of the stomachs of the animal. So the other halacha is that the mitzad echad of the needle is only sticking out on one side of the keres, it's still kshera. Mishnei tzadim, if the needle goes through both sides of the keres, both sides of the stomach, then it's a trefa. That's the halachas over there. The question is, how come over there we don't say, let's take a look how the needle is. The kufi labarach, the head of the needle is facing outside. The kufi labarach, the head of the needle is facing inside. What do we say a difference over there also? How the needle is facing to say, even if it's only through on one side, but maybe came through other organs, and it first made a trace through other ones first? So why don't we take a look which way the needle is facing? So my answer is, Amri, I tell you, Hossam over there by the base of curses by the stomachs, Kivan the Iko Oichon, Umashkin, since the mice of the stomach is full of food and liquid, Amri will always say, Oichon Umashkin, Dachku, that they're the ones that push down the needle. So Rashi says over there, for sure we know that it went down the regular pipe. Since the food was pushing it down, that's how we ended up in the meat of the stomach. Therefore, even though the head is facing outside, since we don't find any nekev, there will still say it's kshera. Because then, like we know clearly how the needle went from the stomach into the besar, like from the food pipe into the keres. Therefore, there's no reis, so we don't look, it doesn't make a difference which way the needle is. It's only not communicable, went through both walls, running through one wall of the base crisis. As the Gemara says, who marked that there was a needle? The Ishtakach, the Sufiya, Rabba, the Kavdom. But they found a needle in the big tube going into the liver. So the Gemara says, it's a Machlekes. Who ma bred Ravidi Torah? He passed, and yes, the animal is a Trefa. But even though, again, by the cover itself, there's no Trefa itself in the Kuvam, when the stomach came through other parts of the body that made a trefa made in the kuvah. Rav Ada bar Minyumi Machshir, he said no, since you only find it in the liver, there's no trefa over there, therefore it's kshayva. So the Mar says, also Shalunu Ravina, they came and asked Ravina what's halacha. Omer, he said back to them like this, Shakilu Glima, take away the clothing, the trufoi, from the ones that want to take trefa. In other words, he owes his kosher, there's no reisa here, we find it in the liver, we don't say mayan yet, and in the kuvus, and therefore it's kshera. Moses says that he kishisa, there was a kishisha. That's, Rashi says, garin shel tomorrow. There was a pit from the date pit. Hai kishisa, the ishtakach tomorrow, that they found it inside the gallbladder of the animal. Some Rashi said, "Ki avina by Rav Kano." When I was by Rav Kano, is Omar. He said like this: "Ho vadi silfuna nokat yasoi." This for sure only came through the regular pipes. It did not make any nekuva, any puncture, any holes. It's too big to make a nekuv. For sure, it just came through the tubes, and therefore it's not a trefa. Rashi silfuna. Rashi says the covered the tube of the liver nokat vaderech hakona nichnasom. And it went through the corner, and it ended up in the gallbladder. But it did not make any nekufas, like it's too big. Now it says, V'afagav d'loikar nafka mirbul, V'afagav d'loikar nafka mirbulhu d'robulei. So Rashi says, look, even though it's very hard for it to travel even through the pipes, V'afagav d'loinafka sheinechelu lotzer derech ha-simfon, it can go through these tubes. K'sheroitzele tzil ufish ha-simfon dochok. Even the tubes going like into the gallbladder are also very narrow. Since so this pit should not go through it either. And that we answer no, mirbal hu de rubble means it was like pushed down. Ayidei nanua by the movement, shenanua behema balicha, the animal walks. Yaman Rabban, a lot of times, all the days that he walks, nichnas atama matmat, the mokim dachuk, that this pit travels further down and down, shenachur lashavot, even though it can't get out. And the Gemara says though, Zahani Milu, when do I say that it's still kosher? The dikla, only the pit of a date. Avo de zeisa, but the pit of an olive, mizza boza, that's like some more sharp, that pierces through, that has the same halacha like a needle. So the Man Yom says, you find a needle there, it's trace,
here also it would be treif.
The Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Lo mon yikra shmo reya, why are the lungs called reya? So Morris says, Shemira fenayim, because it makes the eyes better, you could see better because of the lungs. So the question is, Yibola, the question, does it mean to say l'achila, just by eating the lungs, does that make you see better? Oy ayidei samonim, maybe no, it only means if you make it into medicine. Rashi says, Kishma'avim samamonim, hamirin esanayim, afim afiyayimahim. When you have other medicine that helps the eye, and you put some lungs in it, it makes it better. But maybe not by itself. So Toshima coming here. The Yomar Afuna by Yehuda. Abza Bezuza. Somebody buys some goose, so they pay $1 for it. The Reya Bidah, but if you only buy the lungs of it, the Abor, that costs like $4. So the question is why? The Saka Daitach, Liachilo, that the way the lungs heal your eyesight is just beating the lung itself. If so, why should anybody pay $4 for the lungs? They're better off link at Bezuzah, spend $1 and buy the whole goose, the Belechel, and then you eat the lungs. Ela must be Aidei Samonim. Avada Rapshatid, it only heals you with through Samonim. Therefore, if you buy this type of medicine, that costs $4. Now the more is the question, what's going to be let's say after the shechitu you take out the lungs, you find a hole in the lungs, but in the place where the tabochim, where the butcher touches it, in other words after shechitu they take out the lungs and the shechitu there touches it, and later when the boy came to check it out, he found a nekev there. So the question is, talinim or le talinim, do we have a right to be maker to say even though there's a nekev, there's a hole in the lungs, but we say for sure it was not there b'shah shechitu? The first happened after Shechita, the Shasta Shechitim were touching it. Or maybe no, since you find it there now, we have to be afraid, maybe it was there from before. So are we telling Lehokel or not? So Rav Adar bar Nosson no matalinin, yes, we go to Kula and say, it only happened afterwards when the butcher started to touch it. Mazut Rebred, Rav Mori Yomar, Leitalinin, no, we did not tell him, we have to go to Chumra. And the Yogus Lehokel is Talinin, we go to Kula. Since it's at a place where the Tabokim do touch it, we say for sure the hole came after Shechita, when the tabochim start to touch it. Omer Rav Shmuel Brei, Rebahua, Abba Mereisha Kli Derafrum. My father, he was like the head of the Dashonim, Rashi says. Kli means Mereish Dashonim Hamashmi Liyom. He used to give drushes a lot. And he said like this, in front of by Rafrum's Beis Medrash site. The Omer, he said, yes, Talinun, to the case where we find the hole on the lungs, in a place where the tabochim touch it, we have right to go to Kula. Now I'm real, they said this over Kaimei Lahore de Mazutra, Bray de Rav Mori. They said this over in front of Mazutra, Bray de Rav Mori, but Le Kibu didn't accept it. So Amr Rav Mishash, Rav Shashi said, you should know, Kavose Diaba Diaba Mistavra. He deferred to be Samech on your grandfather, that he said, yes, you could be Samech Lahokel. Why? Because we know the Lahokel is, Dotalin and Bezev, because we're totally in the wolf. Like we have the Gemara, she says in Perakama, Bozev, if a wolf came and took away the Bnei Mayim, and then he brought it back and we found a nekev inside it, we do not say the nekev was there from before, or we be afraid there was a nekev there before and should be treif, but rather we say it's ksheira. So here we see we're told in Lahokel to say that the holes first came afterwards from the Zev. Having more says, Muna, what's going to be a Muna? Rashi says that's Talom, you find a worm coming out of the Reya. You find a worm coming out of the lungs and making a hole there. So if the shechita, so pligi bo Rav Yosef bar Dusoy Yivriabonim. Chadam one says kodim shechita parish, that for sure the worm came out from before shechita, and therefore it made a nekiv before the shechita, and therefore it's treifa. The Chadam one says no, liyachas shechita parish. No, the worm first came out after shechita. It first made the hole after the shechita, and therefore still ksheira. The Yehuda said, "Lochur is yes, liachas shechita parish. You have right to be told lahokel to leave the animal the cheskas kashrus, and to say that even though we find the worm on the outside now, it first came out after shechita. The b'shas shechita, the worm was inside and did not make a nekev. It's not a ksheira, it's not a treifa. Therefore, it's kosher." Okay, that's what Reb Shimon Eimer asked Tinokiv. It says in the Mishnah that he holds that it's only treifas by the lungs. Is a tinoka of the simfon hagodl, that the hole goes into the main bronchi of the lungs. Some rabba batachli bomer yimi barabba. At shetinoka lefusen godel. Has to mean goes into the big brown crate. That's the one that makes a trefer. The smaller one, it doesn't make a trefer. Yeah. Yosef Ravacho Barabo Kaimid Ravina. The Yosef is sitting in Kromis like this. The Omri Rabbi Moloch. The Moloch said like this. One second. The Yosef Kromis saying Omri Rabbi Moloch. The Moloch said, the Omri Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Halacha Krib Shimon. Is that the passing like Krib Shimon? There's only a necker if it's only a trefer that goes into the symphon or girdle. Yeah. Yisomalei said that him, Moloch Arvoy Kamrit. Rashi says like Hador Biavoyim, like you're saying all this loch of Moloch for people that live in Arab like. Yeah, like he's the Moloch of Arabia like. As he said, like he didn't hold from him. Like Ein Halach Reb Shimon Kama. So we hold no, we hold Ein Halach Reb Shimon. So Rashi says means Gemara Kaposikalei. The Gemara is saying this right now. Or the Yeshiva Achrei Nifsiku Halach Reb Halolu. Hapsuka stam the Gemara. Yeah. See at time of talk it wasn't what he said, but the Gemara now is saying the locker is real part of Reb Shimon. About any type of a neck that goes in the lungs is a tracer. Yeah. Akama Reb Shimon Kama. Kisonak Reb Zeh was everyone up, ask a chair of Beivoy, he found the Beivoy to yesterday sitting comments like this. Omer Revi Moloch. Only Bishur Ben Levi, Halacha Reb Shimon. So all the name of Bishur Ben Levi ready, the past in Yom Reb Shimon. Or Malay said back to him, Chayi Demalik, he swears by the life of his Rebbe, that the Yano of Rebbe Chiyah Barabo, for Rebbe Asa, Iklin, and we were going up, Liyasad Reb Moloch, in the place of Reb Moloch, the Yom Reb Moloch, and they said to him, they asked him like, Yom Amalach Reb Shimon, is it really true that you Rebbe Moloch, Paskin like Reb Shimon? The Yomalon, he himself told us, the Yomalon, Ein Halach Reb Shimon, no, I did not pass like Reb Shimon. So clearly, even he himself, he did not pass like Reb Shimon. Amri, Viyat, my Biyotcha, say yes to us, what do you hold? Or Malay, Hoch Yom Reb Yitzhak Barami, Omri Reb Shur Ben Levi, Halach Reb Shimon, they take us on Reb Shimon, Reb Shur Ben Levi, did pass like Reb Shimon. But Umar's Maskar is, the Yom Halach Reb Shimon, we don't pass like Reb Shimon, and that's Gemara Pesuk here, so we hold that any nekiv in the lungs makes it a trefer. Then the Mishnah says, Nikfu HaKeva. What's going to be if there's a nekiv in the stomach? Nikfu HaKeva. That's also called a trefer. Yeah. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. Amar Rabbi Yishiya. Chelev Shagabi HaKeva. If you have the fat that's on top of the stomach, that the chiver shagavu keva kahanim noga beretta. The kahanim when meg it's muta, that's not called chiver the sauce of teeth. The meg beretta it's muta teeth. And Rabbi Shmuel, hold up Rabbi Shmuel, Shom, he said over the Shmuel wisdom of his father, that this fat that's on top of the keva, on top of the stomach, is muta teeth. Yeah, the semech, what's the simin? That Yishmuel kahano mifaya kahani, that Yishmuel, he himself was a kohen, and he helped along the other Kohanim. Now, just to say, when they give the keva to the Kohanim, they're allowed to eat toward them, they're allowed to fat on top of it. The Rashi says, Kohanim, Sha'a keva nitna lehem me'ezevchi azevach. When you bring a korban, you're supposed to give the keva, the stomach of it, to the Kohanim. So now, the Rehta Leochloi, he was maker tidit, that this part, this fat, is not called keva, the trace, but this fat is mutatit. Yeah. Shmuel says, Mahi, like where's this pasuk? Rashi Heichem Mesayim, where do we find that Yishmuel was Mesayim the Kohanim? The Tanya learned like this, the pasuk says, Kais Tzavoch is B'nai Yisrael. This is the way you're supposed to bless the B'nai Yisrael. Now, we have Yishmuel Omer, Lomad Nu Brocho LeYisrael Lepi Kohanim. We hear from this pasuk that the Kohanim should bless Kla Yisrael. But LeKohanim Atzma Lomad Nu, we do not see that there's a Brocho to the Kohanim himself. That Kishrem, when the pasuk comes off and says, V'ani Yavorchem, Mashma Kodesh Baruch himself will bless them, have Yom HaKohanim Yavorchem Yisrael, that comes up at the Kohanim, they say, Birchas Kohanim, they bless Klal Yisrael. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yavorchem HaKohanim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu ends up and blesses the Kohanim.
That's the Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Gedash was something good, so the Kohanim, they get a bracha from Hashem. The Rekiva Raimina, the Rekiva says like this, Lamad nu bracha li Yisrael mipi Kohanim. True, we hear from me as a bracha from Klal Yisrael, from the Kohanim. Mipi Gevur lo lamad nu. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu also blesses Klal Yisrael? Not the Kohanim, but Klal Yisrael. Kishwem, when the person says, the Ani Avrochim, I will bless them, Hevi Yomer, comes out like this, that Kohanim and Mevorchim Yisrael, true, the Kohanim based on Birchus Kohanim, and by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maskam Eitim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Maskam Ayodim. So when it says, Ela Rabbi Kiva, is so Baruch Hu Kohanim in Olay, how do we know if the Kohanim receive a Baruch Hu? According to Rabbi Kiva, both Sukkim are saying like, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu blesses Klal Yisrael. So where do we see, where's the possibility to say that the Kohanim get a bracha? Minole. So when it says, Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, mi v'yavoch o mivrachecho. From that possibility, possibly gracious, that whoever you bless, I will also bless. So then if the Kohanim bless Klal Yisrael, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will also bless them. From that possibility. Now the Gemara says, Umay Messiah Kohani. If so, what does it mean to say that Bishmo is Messiah the Kohanim? Even according to the Kiva also, they get a bracha. Where it says the Muki Law the Bruchas Kanim the Mokim Brocha the Israel. This is the same Pesach of the Vaniyah Borchim, and that Pesach is talking about the Kohanim Beth Kwa Israel. The same Pesach, Rashi says, Eitzel Bruchas Yisrael Ochi Adifa the Mash Mashem is Borchim in Hashar. So Quentin Bishmo is the bigger Brocha of the Kohanim. So that's what means that Bishmo was the one that was Messiah the Kohanim. He here also is the one that says this Chaylev is Mutatit. Rabbi Yishmael now Shoma Mishum Avos of Mahi. Where this is Rabbi Yishmael said over the name of his father. Without his first halacha, Rabbi Yishmael said over the name of his father that his chela shagabe kever is muta. Where is that halacha? The time is none of this. The pasuk says as kol hachela v'shel al hakerev. All the fat that's on top of the kerev, on top of the inside, that's supposed to burn. So that means they're talking about that's mamash chela. That's issa. It's the Yisra Chelev, and the Yisra Chelev, that part has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So it says like all the fat that covered the inwards, so we say, Lohozi Chelev Shagab Yadakim. It comes to include even the fat upon